This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a dramatic no-confidence vote. Members of Prime Minister Johnson's Conservative Party voted 211 to 148 to retain the embattled leader in a vote announced Monday night. Johnson had come under fire after revelations that he and his staff repeatedly threw parties at his official residence at 10 Downing Street despite COVID-19 restrictions in effect at the height of the pandemic. But most political observers had predicted he would defeat the challenge with no clear front-runner to succeed him. In the United States, five people associated with the far-right group Proud Boys have been charged with seditious conspiracy in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The five people include Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys. Federal prosecutors say Tarrio and four other men took part in a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying President Joe Biden's victory in the November 2020 elections. Tarrio was arrested in Washington, D.C. 2 days before the riot and charged with vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a historic black church during a protest in December 2020. He was released from jail on January 14th of this year after serving a five-month sentence. More than three dozen people charged in the attack on the Capitol have been identified by authorities as leaders, members, or associates of the Proud Boys. 11 members or associates of the anti-government Oath Keepers militia group, including its founder and leader, Stuart Rhodes, were indicted back in January on seditious conspiracy charges in the Capitol attack. The new indictments come just days before a special congressional committee will begin hearings on the January 6th insurrection. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rita Foley says the public has been told to expect revelations.
A special House committee opens hearings this week on the insurrection and former President Donald Trump's part in it. Beginning in prime time on Thursday, the committee is setting out to establish the historical record of the event, trying to get to the bottom of the attack that day in 2021 by Trump supporters. One aim, to establish whether then-President Trump's acts were criminal and whether that might mean the prosecution of an ex-president. Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat on the committee, said in April, the hearings will tell a story that will really blow the roof off the house. I'm Rita Foley.
Residents in the state of New York under 21 years old are now prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles under legislation signed into law Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul. New York is one of the first states in the U.S. to enact major gun control initiatives following a wave of deadly mass shootings, including 10 people killed when a gunman opened fire at a grocery store in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York, on May 14th. Governor Hochul says the legislation shows New York State intends to lead the nation in protecting its citizens against gun violence.
When we see loopholes, we close them. When we see laws that need to be strengthened, we strengthen them. And if anyone tries to evade our laws, we stop them, because this is a moment of reckoning for us as New Yorkers and as Americans.
The governor also signed a measure that revises the state's red flag laws, which allows courts to temporarily take away guns from people who might be a threat to themselves or others. Authorities in Nigeria's southwestern Ondo state say the gunman who killed 50 people at a church opened fire both inside and outside the building in a coordinated attack. Father Vincent Anati, a priest at St. Francis Catholic Church, say worshippers ran to a room used by priests known as the sacristy to escape the attacks.
Everybody in the church were all running towards the sacristy, and by that time they had come in to gain entrance into the church and were shooting sporadically and then also using the hand device, explosive, throwing it towards the sanctuary, because that was the area where everybody was running into.
A Nigerian Islamic support group suggested that the attackers may have been members of the Boko Haram extremist group. Repeating our top story, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a dramatic no-confidence vote. Members of his party voted 211 to 148 to retain the embattled leader in a vote announced Monday night in London. You can find more on the story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for...